We come together for the call to worship, and the call to worship is primarily to set our hearts and minds for the receiving of God's word. So we come and we do the reciting and participation of the church. So hear and participate in the call to worship. Our Lord's church is flesh and blood, people who are working to bring his kingdom on earth.
Some people in the church do not seem to be much concerned about being Christians.
Some may not be Christians, but God will deal with them in his own way, in his own time.
May God help us to be true Christians so we can help rather than hinder the ministry of his church.
And we join together for the prayer of confession. Father,
your church is made up of sinners saved by grace. As well as sinners unconcerned about grace. That disturbs us and makes us want to cleanse your church of its impurities. But none of us is perfect, and none of us has the right to exclude others. Forgive us for our ambiguous judgment, which competes with your authority and cripples the ministry of your church. Help us to be sincere in our faith and in our service, regardless of the insincerity of others in your church. We pray through Christ our Lord. Amen.
And the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sat at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. And we sing glory to the Father. You may be seated.